Beginning of Karan Dab, Masach, the site of Dab Lam and Zion, the beginning of Melab, beginning of his master, the beginning of the Gemara, by Yisari Yehuda Regamasam, Regmanasam, that the princes of Yehuda, says Regmasam, means Regmanasam, that they stoned them for jumping into the sea. Kachshon Abraisa Mechilton. This is how it's taught in the Braisa in this Mechilton. Moshe Lamah HaDabadayma. What can we compare this to, that, you know, Yehuda and Binyamin are fighting over who's going to get the rights to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim over here? The Melech Boaz Abadam, to a flesh and blood king, Shai Lashem Badam, he had two sons, Echa Godel Bech Lekot, one bigger, one smaller. Amalek Katan, he said to the younger one, Hamidin Yim and Netzachama, wake me up by sunrise. Amalek Katan, he said to the older son, Hamidin Megabashos, wake me up 3 hours into the day. Which, these are the different times of when Malachim get up. So the younger son came to wake him up by sunrise. The older one didn't let. Amalek said to him, Lo Yamali, Ela, give him a chance. Tati only told me 3 hours into the day. Only up until Netzachama. But then Shoyim Zahub and this day, they were fighting. He said, Nin Abin, that the father woke up from the fight. Amalek, he said to them, Banai, my sons, Mikal Makaim, either way, Shneichem Likivant Melchabaiti, both of you were only trying to do it for my honor. I'm not going to hold back both of your rewards. So not So what reward did the Shebet of Binyamin take that they went first into the sea? That the divine presence were in their portion, like it says in the Pasuk, B'chul, etc. And what reward did the tribe of Yehuda take that tried to hold them back? Zachal Malchus merited to the kingdom, to the kingship, like it says, Sar Yehuda Rigmasim. What do you see from that? In Rigmasim el Malchus, where do you see that? Shema says the person Daniel. Ba'dinome b'shetza b'hubisha le Daniel argavana, which is really from the word of the argaman, but the word reish gimel, but there's the sherish, which is Rigmasim. We see that it's a term of malucha. Connect this matter begins the Gemara. Yep, shalom, elibid el matter b'chul, you can't say elibid on the bottom, because, etc. So, on that theme, regarding if Levi was in the bottom or not, because it says they were on the top, it says on top and on the bottom. So our Gemara says, on the bottom, the Shaul Lamala. But Tais means Yerushalmi, Shimon Levi says, Shimon Levi. Mas Shimon Kul Lamala. Just like Shimon was totally on top, because obviously none of them were on the bottom. Af Levi Kul Lamala, so all of Sheba Levi was on the top. So the Yerushalmi says, Man Mekamad Hadin Tinyan. So what do I do with what it says? Naked Kan Malavim. Sounds like they were on the bottom. No, Bes Ma'abam Mekayim is a Kan Nekul Levim in 24 places. In Tanakh, it says, Nikahanim. But they're called Levim. There's one of them where it says Nivam is the Bevam Bez, Vakan, Levim, and they Tzadik. So here also, when it says Levim, it really means the Kahanim. But all of Sheva Levi was on the top. My Al says, to the next test of Maskel, what does it mean, Al? Al means Besamach, it means near. It really wasn't on top. Kintanya, Rabbi Aimev, Chulu, they bring a brace from Rabbi that it says, Benesat Al Morechas, Levin Azaka, Al means near, it doesn't mean on top of it. So same thing over here, that really everyone was on the bottom. So it says, why bring a brisa? Why bring a mishnah? There they placed the spoons of the frankincense of the lechem upon them. Meaning, we're talking about the two hand breadths that's in the space between the rows of six breads. That's where they put the spoonfuls of the frankincense of the lechem upon them. What do you mean? How could say it was between? It says on the piles of the bread. That's where you put the pure frankincense. Let me say them, but like Ranim of Allah Mati Menashe says that on them was Mati Menashe. Obviously, it doesn't mean on, it means near. So you see from a Mishnah that he says al means near. So why are you bringing a brisa? If someone says what you can say is number the brisa, mefash behead you al, but someone could the brisa explicitly says that al means near. There it's inferred, but it doesn't say explicitly. Near it says Taisis. Now it would seem that a filler Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, the plegi hasma Abishol, they disagree with Abishol, but they say al ma'amish, al means no, literally on. Regarding the limbs of the carbonus that you organize on the sides of the fires. Ma, what's the halacha? Not on, but on the side of it. According to the one that says al on means literally, so like both, no question, because al etzim service has to be on the fire. So you see that there are those who say al means on, it's not good enough on the side. So says Tosis, even those who hold that al means on, here everyone would agree that al basamach, that al means no, not on top but near it. But lo yimin, we don't say am avarchan al hagrizim mamish, that the ones who made the bracha were literally on hagrizim amakal mahar evil, and the ones who gave the curse was literally on har evil. So the question, if the gist is chavdal, is it could amin and bishami, or is that okay? That's it. That everyone agrees over here, and then the amin bishami, same the yushami. You would think that those Hagrizim, they said the brachas. The ones who are able said the clause. It says habrachas vaklaus, the blessings and the curses. Meaning, no, everyone said the brachas and the clause. You would think that those on Hagrizim, they answered after the brachas. And those in Harayim answered only after the klal is. Tam Levin, it says in the pasuk, "Anu kolo amr amen." Yet all the people answered. They said amen. Meaning, "Ilu be ilu hayoyin achar brachas baklalos amen." Yet both answered on both the brachas and klalos amen. So okay, so how do you explain this? B'shosh hayem brachas when they said the blessings, hayhev kumtein b'chulu. They turned towards there. When they close, they turned towards there. Now says Taisa, "Look at the birchim reshlok at the pligi perik atoydo." But then the fine chesam beis asherchad the satoyd lefnim. That if someone slaughters. Which says he's going to a new idea, and he's saying that it's unrelated to this. This title of them. Someone slaughtered the korban toida within, and but the balach mechutz lachem, but the breads were not within, but actually the breads were at the same time out of the walls. And b'chem perik tam nishchad also in the gemara pesachim nitzav samach gimel beis. Hashoyach lepesach lachametz. If someone slaughtered the korban pesach with chametz, so loyshayich lahachas. That's not applicable over here. That's talking about, you know, although it's talking about regarding al, which is. Is it nearby? Meaning, is it a problem? It's out of the Azar, is it a problem out of the Chayma? That's obviously not applicable because, according to everyone, it means not on. Just question is it near or even further away? So that's not applicable to what we're discussing over here. Now, but near the read, it seems to the read that Rebbe Maidinami, the Rebbe also agrees. The chol al, that truth is, even though he's saying over here, al min samach, no, in general, every al, like a tchilu b'l mitzah al mamash, that initially and for the mitzah, it would mean literally on. Shani Hachir, it's different than Gzeh Sakasir, because Gzeh Sakasir, it's like we explain. The Evid Machsha Abba Samach, and after the fact, he validates when Al means nearby, Dumin Ahid the Perk Shteh Lechma, and Menachad Abba Sadiq Tasham Ralph. Tim Sidim Alechas Lechma, upon maybe you organize the order of the Bershob Brit Shteh Mal Sheba Sheba, two groups of 7-7. Omer Rebbe says, okay, even it's supposed to be only 6-6, right? And the Salyan and we'll look at the top ones as if they're not there. I babin him and Asalta Malechas Labain, but it's going to be Chatzitza. You need to have, yet you put on the Malechas a Levaina. Oh, says the Imam, what does it mean? Al means Besamach. Rebbe goes according to reason. Al, but some of it says Al means nearby. Now, what's the reason over there? Because it sounds like Al means nearby. So I mean that the high Al, so we say that when it says Al, it also means initially even to be nearby. Why? The first of all, that we don't want the breads to break if you put a spoonful of frankincense on them. When you put it near it, it's actually more honorable for the King of all Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Yabakibsatzeres by the lambs of Shavuos. The Chassidus says in the Pasuk Behin Vakoyin Aysam Alechem Abikurim that you're going to wave these lambs on the breads of the first breads that are brought over there, which is the Chadash that's brought. Now, the yochel yinech kvasim agab lechem. You would think you put actually the lambs on the bread. Tam Levin says no, ashnei kvasim, that the breads are on the two lambs. Now yashnei kvasim, if the breads are on the two lambs, yochel lechem agab kvasim. You would think okay, put the bread on the lambs. Tam Levin says alechem abikurim hulu. So how do you resolve it? No, I mean it says manech lechem mitchtei yurkasim shal kvasim amina. What you do is you actually put the bread between the two thighs of the lambs, and that's how you wave it. So it's like on it, each one's on the other one. Minimsa mekam shnei makar salal comes out. You're validating both pesukim. Rebbe says, "Lefnei Melech Basav Domein Noisinke." In front of a regular king, you wouldn't do such a thing. It's disgraceful. Lefnei Melech Mamlechma Noisinke, you would do this. And the rather Manich Zeb Tzad Zeb Manin, if you actually put each one on the side of the other one, you wave. I will be in Al. You need it. It says on. Again, as we're saying, in certain circumstances, it has to be nearby. But even Rebbe would agree initially that Al would mean on and not nearby.